Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Today, exactly 40 years on the Gregorian calendar, 1967, when Jerusalem came back into the hands of the Jews exactly as the scriptures said it would. In 1948, Israel had become a nation. When it was declared by the United Nations as a nation, it was attacked in the War of Independence by six Arab countries. And I'm reading you now from The Complete Idiot's Guide to Jewish History and Culture by Rabbi Bleck. The Jews were attacked. This is 1948. Now we're going back to the 1948 is when they had the war that... After they were declared a nation, then they were attacked by six Arab neighbors, and Jerusalem was divided. The Jews were attacked by armies from the six Arab countries in the War of Independence, which began immediately after the state came into existence. The Arabs, rejecting the UN decision, declared their intentions clearly. Haj Amin al-Husseini, he was the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, and he was an uncle of Arafat. He was the spiritual leader of Palestine's Muslims, and he told his followers, "I declare a holy war. My Muslim brothers, murder the Jews. Murder them all." The Jews had only one secret weapon. It was a slogan that would so inspire them, they would beat the incredible 6-1 odds and achieve a stunning victory. Ein Brira, we have no alternative, was motivation that could not be equaled. So after 15 months in the War of Independence, and 6,000 Israeli lives, a huge number for a small people, the Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, succeeded in defeating Israel's invaders. In 1949, an armistice agreement was signed on the Greek island of Rhodes. Now, in this War of Independence, the Jews did not, when the war settled, Jerusalem came into the hands of the Arabs. Remember that it had been under Turkish rule, and then it had been under a British mandate, and it came into the hands in the War of Independence. Jordan won Jerusalem and divided the cities. Jews had been living there. Jews had lived there, but they had not had autonomy. They had not ruled over themselves. And we have a wonderful little book that we're offering this week called Forever My Jerusalem, which is the account of a young girl who lived there. During the time of that war in the Old City and the siege in 1948, Forever My Jerusalem. This book we can only get, it's a hardback book, and we can only get it from Israel. $17 is its usual cost. We're going to give it to you below cost, just on the radio here, for $10. Forever My Jerusalem. We'll tell you how to get it at the end of the program. And so you can see what happened and how it was divided, how it was a divided city for 19 years until the 1967 war. The Arab states continued to refuse to recognize Israel. Fightings and terrorist raids increased. The Syrians bombarded settlements in the north, and a massive Arab buildup took place on the Egyptian border. In 1967, Egypt's president, Gamal Abdel Nasser, unilaterally closed the Straits of Tiran as the first step in a planned program to, quote, exterminate the Zionist entity and drown all the Jews in the sea. The reaction of the world? Charles de Gaulle's strict advice to the Jews summed it up best. Quote, do not make war. In any event, do not be the first to attack. I have friends who lived during that time. I've studied so much about this. The airwaves were full. Radio statements were coming from Iraq, from Syria, from Egypt. We're going to blow the Jews off the map. We're going to push them to the sea. We're going to take Jerusalem. There was a young boy. He said He was a young boy at the time, and he said, I would listen to those, and I was so fearful. I was so afraid. How could we possibly exist? We were going to all die. But the Jews, they did strike first. They made a preemptive strike under the radar. When Syria and Jordan both joined in the war to wipe Israel off the map, Jews around the world feared they would soon see another Holocaust. In what remains one of the most incredible and inexplicable military victories in history, Israel bested the Arab world's combined armies and captured the uncapturable Golan Heights from Syria. And most stunning of all, reunified Jerusalem. Israel was suddenly acknowledged by the world as the greatest military power in the Middle East. It had won what would be known as the Six-Day War, a victory that miraculously took less than 1 week to accomplish. In 6 days, according to the Bible, God created the world. In 6 days, in June 1967, the Jews succeeded in changing their world. The old city of Jerusalem and the area of the temple itself were for the first time in the possession of the Jews. Even though the Jordanians had signed an armistice agreement in 1949 guaranteeing the Jews the right to visit the Western Wall, they never honored their commitment. The Jews came back to see that their holy places had been turned into latrines, their former synagogues used to stable pigs and horses, their cemeteries vandalized and desecrated. But still they rejoiced, because the holiest spot on earth, according to the Jewish religion, was now once again in their hands. That happened 40 years ago today on our Gregorian calendar. Tomorrow we're going to play for you a radio broadcast of how it was when the Jews, the soldiers, came into the old city of Jerusalem for the first time and went to the Temple Mount, actually since 70 A.D. Since 70 A.D. when Titus the Roman had burned it. And you're going to hear for yourself. You will hear the soldiers. I'm going to give you a translation, the first part of tomorrow's broadcast. I'm going to tell you in English what you're going to hear. But after that, I'm just going to be silent. And if I were you, I'd be silent. I'd pull over by the side of the road. I'd sit silent in my house. And I would listen to the gunfire, to the excitement in the soldiers' voices, to the generals asking directions, to the Temple Mount, to the shofar, to the blessings, to the singing of Atikva, the national anthem, and to the singing of by the soldiers of Jerusalem, that beautiful song that had been written not long before, how it had a wall in its heart, but it was Jerusalem of gold, and it would be united. And there they were living it out. And they sang that song, Jerusalem of Gold. Now, to help you understand how Jerusalem became divided in the first place and into Jordanian hands, we have a wonderful hardback book that we can only get from Jerusalem, from Israel, called Jerusalem, Forever My Jerusalem. One of the best ways to find out about history and to read it and understand it is to read novels. O Jerusalem is a good one. But this one, Forever My Jerusalem, is written like a novel, but it's the story of a little girl who lived in Jerusalem in 1948. When it was lost in the War of Independence. It'll help you understand how Jerusalem got back into the hands of the Jews. And then we're offering, by that great Dr. Lester Sumrall, a book for $5, Jerusalem, Where Empires Die. And he points out that all the great empires of the world died because of how they came apart because of how they treated Jerusalem. And it's exactly what happened to the British Empire. The British Empire was told to, they had a mandate to rule over Jerusalem until the Jews were able to take, and over Israel, until the Jews were able to rule themselves. They failed miserably. You're going to see that failure in that little book that we're offering, Forever My Jerusalem. You're going to understand how the British Empire, upon which It is set at one time, the sun never set. You're going to see how it came to a place where now it's lost all of its colonies. The people returned from those colonies to live in Israel. Let's say, for instance, their African colonies that were formerly North African, whatever, Muslim places. People have come back to live in London, and now they've got lots of problems from these days. See how that all happened. It all happened because of the way they treated Jerusalem. And you'll see it in this little book, Forever, My Jerusalem. You'll want it, and even your children could read it. Our Randy, who helps us with our radio broadcast, his teenage daughter's reading it and seeing so much. She asked her daddy, how could England have treated them this way? You'll want to order that book for $10 plus shipping, and Jerusalem, Where Empires Die by Lester Sumrall, $5 plus shipping. Just give us a phone call here at Prayer Mountain, and we'll tell you how to get it. We've got some other things we want to talk to you about, too, but our phone number is 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447, or you can simply write us, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or go online, Billy Brim, BILLYEBRIM.org. I want you to go to Israel with me in September. We're going on a Rosh Hashanah tour, September 2nd through 15. Call us, contact us, and find out the details. Send your youth to our youth camp. We have a fun. We go to Silver Dollar City. We take advantage with the youth of all the wonderful things and even stay out near Silver Dollar City. All the wonderful things that are offered around here. We have great speakers for your young people. And I'm one of them. I always try to catch them up in the light of Bible prophecy. Don't tell Chip this, but he told me that the young people say I'm their favorite teacher. That's because young people like to know when we're living, what we're doing. And now I would like to remind you, too, I'm going to be teaching what we call a school of eschatology. Don't let that frighten you off. But I stay with you all the day long. Morning, we take a lunch break. We provide your lunch. And in the afternoon, and then we come back. That's August 14 through 17. You have to be registered to come to this. And so contact us about that. We're going to be looking at where we stand in August in the light of Bible prophecy for a week. And I always say things in these places that I cannot say in other places. So please remember our phone number, 1-800-972-3447, or billybrim.org, or Box 40, Branson, Missouri. And now I want to tell you one more time, do not miss tomorrow's broadcast. And remember, you're going to hear something that sounds like a war in Israel. It is a war. It's a war that brought back into the hands of Jews Jerusalem, exactly beginning the fulfilling of what was prophesied in Luke chapter 21. Jerusalem shall fall into the hands of the Gentiles and be trodden under by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles or the nations is fulfilled. You will thrill as you listen to the events, almost live, you might say, as they were broadcast from that very day. We're going to be looking for you tomorrow here at A Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, Shalom.